Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 92, and if you're a listener and a follower of this program, podcast, you'll notice that I didn't elongate the flute intro. Why? I've been listening to a lot of these flute intros. Well, first of all, I just had to make three attempts to record that flute just now, because I hadn't done it in 2 weeks. I'm a week late on the podcast, folks. Please forgive me. I don't think anybody's life was turned upside down except mine, and I'll get into that in a second. But I just noticed the evolution. I've been transferring my podcast to this other development website. I haven't published the website yet. And I'm working on it, and it's a very, very, it's a great learning experience. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, in the beginning of when I was doing my podcast, it wasn't as long. Then as time went on, it got longer, and then it got, in my opinion, annoying. Okay, just it's not funny anymore, Al, with the freaking flute. Get on with the freaking podcast. So today, because I didn't record it, podcast for like 2 weeks, and I don't practice this particular theme because it's not much of a thing you have to practice, except that I probably, before I push the record button, should have done a couple of run-throughs, or at least one run-through. Well, it turned out I didn't, and I was messing it up, and I had to start all over. So on the third try, I believe it was the third try, I got it. So you're asking yourself, Al, you know, I'm listening to your podcast, and I don't know if I'm missing a week or whatever, but, you know, I'm kind of curious. Why did you miss a week? Ha ha! I'm so glad you asked me, because had you not asked me, I would tell you anyway. Okay, what happened? Okay, last Sunday, I'm about to record my podcast, right? I'm getting ready. And at least in my mind, I haven't physically set up the equipment, you know, which is basically my MacBook, my microphone, my GarageBand. You know, I mean, it's basically, you know, what I'm doing here. DIY, folks, do it yourself, punk rock, baby. So I was heading into that part of the day where I was going to record the podcast. And what happened was, and I'm not going to go into the graphic details, but there was a flood in my apartment, a water flood. That happened. And it, you see, it's, it really wasn't my fault, but I guess I couldn't, see, the thing is, I sound like a little kid. And my dog ate my homework. Okay, here's the deal. The pipes here are very, very old, and they're very not that good. And I'm not going to get into the graphic details, but what happened was, it was kind of bad. And I had to call Janet and Aaron. Thank goodness, the on-site managers, and these people are rarely on-site. And I've told them that, but they've denied it. But, you know, I mean, they both kind of work full time. Aaron is works for the studios as a set guy. So when he works 12, 14, 16-hour days, whatever. And Janet is a home healthcare practitioner who goes around. And so they're not here a lot during the, you know, the week and then whatever. But this happened on Sunday. It happened to be because I yelled, "Help, Mayday!" And they came in, and because I've had other floods here before that were definitely not my fault, I knew that there was this apparatus, this sort of like vacuum water, vacuum sucking machine. I think it's called a shop vac, which Aaron didn't even know. He comes in with a freaking mop. I go, "A mop? What are you doing with that mop? You're going to take that mop and play it like a guitar while you float on your back in the water? I mean, we got to get this water out of here." So I said, "There's a thing, this vacuum thing." He goes, "Really?" I go, I'm so glad that the owners gave you such extensive training before they get handed over the job to you. And these people have been at this job for, it's been what? It's been over a year, right? It's been a year and a half, or a year and change, whatever. So, anyway, they cleaned it. They cleaned it up, and they did a good job. And then part of my carpet got wet, and so I said, I want to get it cleaned. And I asked the stupid question, well, will the owners clean? You think they'll pay for it? And Aaron was like, well, you could always sue them. The point was it was on me. And I wasn't going to, I wasn't going to, stand on ceremony because I wanted to get my freaking rug clean. So, oh, my God, this is going on and on and on. I'm starting to space out right in the middle of the story. I hope you're not spacing out. So there's this guy that cleans the carpets in this place. Like when, if you use them several times, apparently, an older Armenian guy, and actually probably not around my, a guy around my age, but believe me, you put us next to each other and I'm not, trying to say anything here, but I am, you say to him, hello, grandpa, okay? But anyway, they said he cleans the carpets here when they turn over apartments or other, I guess, tenants have requested it. And so they called him up, and Janet, she said to me, I said, well, how much is this going to cost? They go, well, normally, like a one bedroom, and I have a studio, right? Not a one bedroom. A one bedroom without any kind of flood, one bedroom without flood is like $65, $70. All right, okay, that's not bad. It's doable. So, and Janet goes, don't worry, I will negotiate the price for you. When they come tomorrow, you will negotiate, I will negotiate the price, because Aaron wasn't going to be here. So the next day, this guy shows up, this old Armenian guy, nice guy, and he's looking, and he goes, oh, I have to take the pads out from under the carpet here, and put new, that's not bad, I don't know, that's a good Armenian accent. We have to take the pads, and because the pads are too wet, and put the new pads, dry pads. And I said, okay, and then how much is that going to be? He goes, $120. And I'm like, that's a far cry from 70, eh? So I look to Janet to see, when she's going to start these extensive negotiating skills that I've been fantasizing about. And what she did in order to negotiate the price for me is she stood there and looked off into space and said nothing. So now it was up to me. So I basically said to the guy, could you do better? And he said, the 100. And I said, fine. I might have been able to get him down to 90, but I didn't want to, or 80. But I was just like, let's get it done. I'm not like, for 10, 20 bucks more. I just wanted to, I wanted some kind of deal, something off, So he did it, and it's fine. It's beautiful. Beautiful, it's clean, and that's that. So that's why. Long story longer. That's why there was no podcast last week, in case you were looking. But there's one this week, folks, because you know how I know? Because I'm in the middle of it. I got a bone to pick with the Gallup poll. I've been getting calls on my cell phone every night. Every day and night for like about a week or so, maybe a little less than a week. At first, I didn't know who it was because I saw, the number and said, Omaha, Nebraska. I'm like, okay, who do I know over there? So I called the number and there's just a recording. You've reached the Gallup poll and we called you to blah, 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 but you can't talk to anybody now. This number, so, I can't, talk to any live person. So I was like, okay. And then I didn't know they were going to call me every day. And they kept calling and calling. And then finally, the other day, another afternoon, the phone rang, my cell phone rang. And it was a live person from the Gallup poll. So he said he wanted to conduct this poll. And I said to him, or I asked him, well, how long does this take? He goes, no more than 6 minutes. And I was like, ah, you know what, man? I'm not feeling it. I'm really not interested. Thank you. I'm sorry. I really would prefer not to do it. And he's like, okay. And then the very, like, next day, again, I get a missed call. Omaha, Nebraska, and it's them. You know, so I call back, and there's a place where you can leave a message. And I said, hey, listen, somebody called last night, and I said I wasn't interested. So here's my name. Because they said, leave your name and your number. And somebody will get back to you, or something like that. You know, the normal voicemail message. And I said, this is me. This is my number. And somebody called, and I'm not interested in participating in the Gallup poll. And that was yesterday I left that message. Well, today, I get another missed call from them. I call back, and I left another message. So it looks like, it may be that the only way to stop them is actually to do the poll. I may be forced into doing the Gallup poll. They're galloping into my friggin' life because they need to find out opinions. And they assure you that we never give your name or number to anybody. Yeah, but you've got it. How about you take it away from yourself? Because I don't want you to have it. Right? Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, right? Was the World Series? Yeah. And, you know, I don't follow any sports at all anymore. Peripherally, I'll follow boxing occasionally, but I don't really care. When I was a kid, I was into baseball. Never, hardly ever into football. I like to play with dolls and wear dresses. No, it's just not me. I just don't care. I don't really care about sports, and I don't think it makes me unmanly. And I'm just gonna stick with it. Okay, if people like to sports, that's fine. That's great. You can follow sports and you know, like my dad, he loves football. My niece, she loves football. Well, that's good. It's nice to have hobbies, but I don't want to do that. So, but I ran to a friend of mine, my friend Jude, at the Whole Foods, and she said, I gotta get back real quick because I've gotta watch the World Series because my friends say that I'm a good luck charm for the Boston to win because whenever I watch, they win. And I was like, boy, that's stretching it. And I was like, and I believe she was going home to watch it alone. It wasn't like she was going to go watch it with her friends. And I mean, that's taking superstition, like, to a whole weird level, no? I mean, like, you got to go, like, if you're not there to watch it, then you're not giving them the good luck. And it was, you know, and that's why I stay away from sports, because people are nuts. A lot of people like to gamble. That I can understand, because, you know, gambling, it's an addictive kind of thing. You know, it's addictions. I understand addictions because I'm an addictive personality. And I've been addicted to many things. And I overcome some things, but some things I'm still addicted to. Whew. But anyway, gambling, I understand, because you can make money. You can lose money. But the main thing is you're addicted to it. All right. Enough of that. Okay. So the other night, you know, I look over at my modem on my, you know, about my computer, and there's a red light, and I go, what's going on here? You know, and I get on my computer to go and try to get online, and it's impossible. Impossible. It is impossible. Impossible. I just won't let me get on. So I'm like, wow. So I call AT&T, and they're saying that, you know, it's going to take at least an hour to talk to somebody. I'm thinking there must be something going on. And I didn't have any internet for the whole night. You know, and I don't even know what happened, because the next day it was still red, but then I jiggled something around, and then I jiggled myself. I did a little jig in my foyer. No, I jiggled some wires here, and it's been fine ever since. But the thing about, it's funny, they're telling you, they got that friggin', when you're on hold, waiting for, because I did wait. I put my, I just put my phone on, and I mean, I was like reading something while I was on hold on my cell phone and on the speaker, so I didn't have to hold it, and I was holding I was on hold, but I was not holding anything. And it went like an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 20, and I was like, I'm done. I can't, because they keep playing that stupid music, hold music. You know, some kind of weird, you know, and then the thing is, they don't just play the music. It'd be one thing if they played the music for a couple, 5 minutes, and then, but every like 10 seconds, that stupid voice guy, and a guy comes on, a computer guy comes on, you know, and gives you some, you know, information that, like this, in this case, it was useless because he kept telling me that, you know, you can also access, you know, you can also get many of your questions answered by going online to www.AT&T.com. I'm like, I can't get online, you friggin' jerk. Stop it. And then that stupid music. So, you know, so that was that. So, I'm in Whole Foods. I'm going to say, talk about Whole Foods again. I should have put this next to the thing about Jude, because then there would have been like a consistent theme, Whole Foods, but it doesn't really matter. There's only a little thing in between. I'm in Whole Foods, like, I guess last week, and this beautiful, beautiful African-American girl. See, African, just to give you a visual. I should just say girl. She's just beautiful. Like, just, you know. And had a very, like, warm, like, smile. And she walked past me, and I smiled. And then she said, you know, she said, Jesus loves you. And I said, great. And then she said, he's coming back soon. You know, but she didn't, like, hang around to talk to me. She just said that. And I just thought, like, wow, you know. I mean, I got nothing against Jesus. I mean, I might have even talked about, like, I was affiliated with a sect when I first got sober and got into the whole Jesus thing. And I've got nothing against him and his teachings and whatever. I mean, it's you know, Jesus is just all right with me, as the Doobie Brother said. But I find it interesting that, you know, somebody would walk past a stranger and tell them that, you know, Jesus is coming soon, and that, or that he loves me and he's coming soon. It just seems, what's the word I'm looking for? It just seems extreme. It seems a little, oh man, I don't want to insult anybody, but it just seems like not, oh gosh. It just seems like there's something off balance there. That's all I'm saying. Like, is she, like, she's really going to, that's the thing, that was one of the things that turned me off about when I was doing the Christian thing, is how much these people, because I never went out and did the, like, you know, what do you call it, witnessing and try to, because I didn't really know, I was just kind of exploring it. And these people, nobody knows, who knows? We're just on this little rock here, and everybody, there's a billion different religions, maybe not a billion. So it just, I don't know, but it didn't really bother me she said that, I just thought it was kind of, it was just, it made me think that she was crazy, okay? There I said it. And it, which actually drew me more, kind of drew me to her a little bit closer. Because sometimes I'm attracted to crazy women. And so I was kind of keeping an eye out for her. And then I was there another day and I saw her, but I don't think she saw me, or if she did, she wasn't giving me any messages. So, you know, I mean, hey, you know, if Jesus does, if he does love me, I appreciate that. And if he's coming back soon, well then, welcome. That's all I can say. Welcome back, as they say. Welcome back, Jesus. Be a good name for a sitcom. Welcome back, Jesus. Sky in my building. This gentleman in my building, you know, probably pushing 50, still has hair down to his freaking, like, waist, into the band Kiss, which I never got it, because I don't, Kiss to me is like, for, like, adolescence from a long time ago, but whatever, I never got into him. And, I mean, he follows them, and he follows them all over the place. He's got a Japanese girlfriend who's from Japan, who we met at a Kiss concert somewhere in America, in the United States. And they've hooked up, and then she comes over every year now for a few months. And they go on a Kiss cruise, because Kiss has this cruise. I mean, it's a big industry. And then they went to he just flew over to Japan to see her before she came here, and they went to like 4 concerts there. I mean, I've never liked anybody that much. You know, I mean, even anybody I've ever liked, I'd be like, after a couple times, I go, all right, enough already. Just, you know, I'm not going anyway. So his girlfriend, and she's pushing 50 if she's not already there. That's all I'm saying. And so when I first saw her when they first pulled up, she gave me the hand sign that the kids do, that Beavis and Butthead used to do, where you put the index finger and the pinky up, like, so it's sort of like 2 ears and the 2 middle fingers are down, and it's just like, you know. And she gave me that sign, and I had absolutely no idea how I was supposed to respond. Like, if I was supposed to, like, go, yeah, 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 Kiss, yeah, Gene Simmons' tongue. You know, so, I don't know. Anyway, I just don't know why people do what they do. What else I gotta say? Okay. I'm at Ralph's Supermarket the other day, and I'm walking, you know, toward, not down one of the aisles, but in the back of the store. Kind of, would you call that an aisle? Because it wasn't, no, it's not an aisle. It's, you know, it goes across the store so that you can go down aisles. So one of these kids that works there, who I don't know, he asked me if he could help me with anything. And I go, hey, as a matter of fact, you can. I'm looking for some dish liquid. And he gets this puzzled look on his face and he goes, aisle 12, I think. And then he walks away. And that's when I thought to myself, give this kid a raise. It was just funny. And I mentioned to one of the other kids that worked there what happened. And she said, oh, he just started working here. Well, you know, he didn't. Is that the obligatory, can I help you? You could have just said hello or said nothing to me and would have accomplished the same thing. Okay, I called Baja Fresh the other day, and I wanted to order one of these burritos in a bowl. I've been doing that lately, where I get, it's good, it's kind of really healthy. I don't get the super fattening stuff. I'll get like some beans, which I believe they do not have, they don't cook them in lard. Like a protein, like a chicken or a fish or whatever, grilled vegetables, and a little guacamole. And then I get this medium salsa. And I noticed I had this medium, and it's kind of hot. It's medium hot. And I noticed that the last time, or the time before, that my tongue got kind of burnt as I was eating it. And it kind of, you know, it was like a little annoying because I had to do a lot of talking at that time, at that moment. And So this time when I called in, I get this girl named Kimberly. You know, welcome to Baja Fresh. You know, it's so funny, these kids, they answer the people. Some people don't know how to talk on the phone or answer the phone. So she's like mumbling, oh, welcome to Baja Fresh. She had like a Latina accent. Sounded like a cute little kid. Cute, not a little kid, but a young kid. I mean, compared to me, come on. Compared to me, everybody's young. Anyway, so I tell her what I want, and then I'm going, ah, should I get salsa? Oh, and I start, so I say, I don't know. I said, you know, she didn't ask me. I'm just saying that loud to myself. But I'm on the phone. She's on the phone. I go, should I get salsa? Last time I got it, I burnt my tongue. And I got to do some talking later today. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. And then I hear her go, hello? And I go, oh, you didn't really understand anything I just said, huh? And she goes, no. She just wants to know, do I want salsa or no? And I, God love her, I said no, and then a few minutes later, I called back, changed my mind, I said, you know, talking be, or no talking, I like that flavor, that salsa, and it didn't burn my tongue as badly this time, the next time. Hello? What else? Okay, I think we're coming to the end here of this particular podcast. One thing, I went over to Gouger's. I haven't been going that much, once, twice a week, maybe. maybe one, you know, not, yeah, really, they've lost a lot of my business, those gougers. And I saw this guy, Filipino guy that works there as a security guard a couple times a week, and he's so happy that I'm recovering from this, from, you know, having really bad hips. He was, he used to see me when I was in really bad shape and used to bring me a shopping cart to my car. Very sweet guy. And, you know, so I was, he was like, he said, "Oh, I'm so happy for you, Al. I'm so happy for you. You know, I'd like to go. Now you could go to the Philippines. You know, you could go. I wish we could go to the Philippines together." I said, "Yeah, that would be nice." He goes, "Yes, Al. You are my friend. You are the best friend I've ever had." That's what he said. I was the best friend he's ever had. And the most time I've ever spent with him was when he would bring me a shopping cart. You know, or I would wave at him. So, guy's got to get some better friends. If I'm the best friend he's got. It's not working out, mister. Anyway, that's it. That's it. I've had enough of... I feel. See, when I do this podcast, I don't really plan. I mean, I plan the topics, and I don't always cover them all. Okay, sometimes I'll leave them out, and sometimes I'll veer off and come up with a topic I wasn't expecting to. But there's always a point where I can feel like almost like a click inside me that goes, "Okay, that's it. Stop the podcast and move on." Plus, I'm getting hungry, and I want to go. I think I'm going to go to Ralph's. And I'm going to hopefully ask, somebody's going to ask me if I need some help. You know what I'm going to say? No! Anyway, hopefully we'll be meeting again a week from today. No floods, nothing like that. So thank you for listening. And I don't know when the new site is going to be up. But once that's launched, I am going to relaunch my... I'm going to have these podcasts from the studio apartment will be archived on that site, but I'm going to kind of start over episode one with a brand new, shorter name. I think a catchier name, but it will be the same show as far as it'll be me telling my stories and making merry with the merry. So don't fear, folks. The only thing that'll be changing will be my website and the name of my podcast. And eventually, I will be doing some interviews with select individuals, okay? So until next time, next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.